Perhaps what is remembered most on Memorial Day weekend, a holiday dedicated to those who fight and die for the country, is those who are missing in the wake of the attacks of September 11th. The planes that creased the skies and hurtled into the World Trade Center, or the fields of Pennsylvania, or the Pentagon, have not destroyed the valor of those who met their death that day. At Arlington National Cemetery, dedicated to the nation's war dead, 66 of the 189 people who met their death at the Pentagon have their final resting place. Among them are men and women who enlisted in the nation's armed forces and civilians who worked alongside them. The Pentagon rises just over the horizon here. The cranes and construction in use on the Pentagon's repair are so close you feel you can almost reach out and touch them. Here are the names of some of the people who died at the Pentagon that day, who rest at Arlington Cemetery. The pilot of American Airlines Flight 77, Charles Frank Burlingame III, Craig Scott Amundson, Chris Romeo Bishendot, Charles Draws, Marjorie Champion Salamine, Marie Ray Sopper, Charles E. Sabin, the names of some of those killed on September 11th who lie buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Nearby, a 7-year-old girl named Alexis sang this song for her grandmother and passersby.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's should old acquaintance be forgot. Keep your eye on.